Let's talk NWFL Coastal Footy with Kim Miles. Morning, Kim.
Yeah, good morning to you, Darren.
Okay, the good news is that we should have decent weather for footy on the weekend. Might be a bit windy at times, but generally fine conditions.
Oh, that's great.
Mm. So we'll start off, it's round 12, by the way, of seniors. So we'll start off with the game between Burnie and Wynyard. That's on at West Park tomorrow.
It is, Darren. And the Burnie Dockers have made two changes in preparation for their match with the third-place Wynyard. Returning youngsters Tyson Johnson and Jake Grazona. And they replace coach Andrew Lee and midfielder Oakley Smith. Wynyard trio Eric Coley, Geordie Payne and Alan O'Sion all return and replace Billy Marshall, Jeffrey Simon and Mason Hodgetts. Burnie are starting to find some serious momentum as they belted Latrobe by 80 points last Saturday with the Cats. Well, the Cats extended ladder leaders Devonport going down by just 12 points at the final siren. Veteran Dockers forward Nick McKenna had a day out last week with six goals and was ably assisted by young Reef Bourne, who slotted four, along with midfielders Nick Walters and Bailey Bogue, who kicked two apiece. The return of Alan O'Sion after a lengthy spell on the sidelines, and Eric Coley will lift Wynyard's attack. And if their defence can maintain their form shown against Devonport last week, the Cats are a real chance. However, I'm selecting Burnie on home soil to get home narrowly, particularly if they can repeat the forecourt pressure of last Saturday.
Righto. Ladder leaders Devonport up against Ulverston tomorrow, Devonport Oval.
They are, and Devonport have two handy inclusions for their home clash with Ulverston, with the return of Alex Cousins-Hampton and Toby Ennis, who replaced Jack Forster and Evan Lockwood. Ulverston, who went down by 43 points against Penguin, have also made two compulsory changes, elevating Sam Wormsley and Jacob Roots to replace injured pair Ashton Brett and Harrison Barker. Ulverston's last half inconsistency has undoubtedly frustrated coach Stephen French in recent weeks, particularly their inability to hit targets and their turnover rate. The Robins will need to be at their absolute best to avoid another heavy loss and will be reliant on their back six to quell the goal-kicking prowess of Charlie Castles, Joey Chaplin, Oliver Kelly, Nick Milbourne and the Van Buren brothers, Caleb and Braden, as they rotate through the forward arc. Hard to go past Devonport, Darren, who should remain undefeated.
Yep. All right. And Latrobe, they're at home tomorrow hosting Circular Head.
They are, and the fifth-place Latrobe have the opportunity to get back on the winners' list when they host the winless Circular Head Saints. The Demons have made three changes, including the return of forwards Blake Weeks and Cohen Jeffrey, along with coach Nick Hizzard-Zetas, who will pull on the boots for the first time this season. Jesse Richardson, Callum Butler and veteran on-baller Rodney Coghlan will all miss due to injury. The Circular Head have made five inclusions, including the return of Caleb O'Halloran, Eli Arnold, Austin Perry, Michael Arnold, and big ruckman Rowan Bones. Out of the Saints team go Scott Bryan, Mark and Guy Kearns, Riley Lockett, and Jonty Lanham. This may be the closest match of the round, but if Latrobe's Braden Butler, Mitch Perry, Braden Scott, Lockie Warren, and Jade Smith can repeat last week's consistency, then the Demons should get over the line and maintain their place in the five. So Demons for me in that one, Darren.
Right. So 2:20 start for seniors tomorrow, and that means Penguin have the bye. Okay, let's go to the women's roster. So we've got Devonport against Ulverston tomorrow morning at Devonport, 9 o'clock to start the games there. And Latrobe and Penguin at Latrobe. Now, that's a later start, 10:45, is that right?
10:45, that's correct.
Yeah. So what do you reckon about these games?
Well, after a two-week break in the NWFL women's season and a successful foray into representative football, local footy returns this week. Devonport will host reigning premiers Ulverston on the Devonport Oval and will be strengthened by the inclusion of Kelsey Ahern, Phoebe Cahill and Bronte Byard, who all represented the NWFL against the NTFA and SFL. The Lady Robins will also have some great players on display, including Candice Belvin, Lucy Thompson, Lucas Starrick and Ruby Mitchell. A great game is ensured, Darren, with competition leaders Ulverston entitled to favouritism. And in the other match, Penguin will travel to La Trobe to take on the Demons, with the two Blues favourites to defeat the winless La Trobe. So two good games there.
Yeah, and well done to the NWFL women for taking out that Tri-Series State Championship. Very good. So that means that Wingard women have the bye this weekend. And juniors on Sunday, mate.
Yes, they certainly are. And in the boys under-12s, under-14s, under-16s, Devonport will host Bernie Dockers at Girdleston Park. Penguin will battle Devonport at Dial Park, and Ulverston will clash with La Trobe at the Ulverston Recreation Ground. Matches commence at 10 a.m. in the under-12s, 11:30 in the under-14s, and 1 p.m. in the under-16s, apart from the East Devonport versus Burnie match, which will start at 2:30, which means, again, when you will have the bye. And in the youth girls, East Devonport will host Burnie at Girdleston Park at 1 p.m., Penguin will play Devonport at Dial Park at 2:45, and Ulverston will battle La Trobe at Ulverston at 2:45, with Wynyard having the bye in the youth girls as well.
All right, big weekend of footy coming up. Let's have a look at the AFL. We've actually got two games tonight. So, firstly, the elephant in the room, you and me, Lions supporters. That was the worst game I've seen them play in probably 10 years.
I was going to say, at least the last couple of years, they looked... They look slow, they cumbersome, they couldn't hit targets, drop marks that they shouldn't have done, and yeah, it was uncharacteristic, if can we say, of the Lions.
They need a good kick up the you-know-what, it seems, from Fags. All right, let's go to two games tonight, and two fairly, I reckon, even games. Bulldogs and the Hawks, and the Eagles against the Bombers.
Yeah, look, and I'm going to tip the 10th place Bulldogs to narrowly defeat Hawthorn, who was sitting in 14th position, particularly if Josh Shackey and Jamara Ugalhagen can step up to assist spearhead Aaron Norton. So Western Bulldogs in that one. And the other game, the West Coast Eagles versus Essendon at Optus Oval. The last place Eagles with one win have the opportunity at home to defeat the Bombers. The Eagles have replaced or returned high-flying Liam Ryan and midfielder Tim Kelly, while Essendon still couldn't consider injured on-baller Darcy Parrish, who was still sidelined with a calf injury. At the Optus Oval, I'm selecting the West Coast.
Right. I'd like to, but I'm going with the Bombers, and I'll go with the Bulldogs in the other game. All right, mate, thanks for that. Enjoy the weekend of footy.
You too, Darren, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
All right, Kim Miles talking NWFL.